Pope Benedict XVI issued an appeal on Wednesday in behalf of efforts to combat HIV/AIDS. The call came at the end of his weekly general audience in Paul VI Hall and looked forward to the UN-sponsored World Day Against AIDS, which will be marked this coming Saturday, December 1st. The Holy Father spoke of the millions of deaths and the tragic human suffering that the disease has caused. Suffering, he said, that is particularly great in the poorest regions of the world where people have great difficulty in accessing effective drugs.
In particolare, il mio pensiero va al grande numero di bambini che ogni anno contraggono il virus dalle proprie madri.
Pope Benedict also noted the great number of children each year who contract the virus from their mothers, who do not have access to or knowledge of treatments capable of preventing mother-to-child transmission. Concluding his appeal, Pope Benedict offered his encouragement to the many initiatives that the Church, in her missionary work, promotes and carries out in order to eradicate the disease.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, la domanda centrale che oggi ci poniamo è: come parlare di Dio nel nostro tempo?
During the catechetical portion of his weekly general audience on Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI continued his reflections for the Year of Faith, focusing specifically on the way in which we are to speak about God to our contemporaries, communicating the Christian faith as a response to the deepest longings of the human heart. The first step, he said, is to listen to what God has told us. Speaking in English, Pope Benedict said that communicating the faith means bearing quiet and humble witness each day to the core of the gospel message.
This means bringing the God of Jesus Christ to the men and women of our time. It means bearing quiet and humble witness each day to the core of the gospel message. This is the good news of the God who is love, who is drawn near to us in Jesus Christ, even to the cross, and who in the resurrection brings us the hope and promise of eternal life. Jesus gave us an example by his loving concern for people's questions, struggles, and needs. He leads them to the Father in the task of bringing God to our contemporaries. Families play a privileged role, for in them the life of faith is lived daily in joy, dialogue, forgiveness, and love. The God of Jesus Christ has revealed our grandeur as persons redeemed by love and called in the Church to renew the city of man so that it can become the city of God. I offer a cordial welcome to the members and associates of the Catholic Medical Missionary Board with gratitude for the charitable concern for the health care needs of our brothers and sisters in developing countries. Upon all things speaking pilgrims present to this audience, including the groups from Nigeria, Korea, and the United States of America, I know God's blessings of joy and peace.